Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good afternoon, sisters and brothers. So Christ is risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So today is the Pentecost. We celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost. 50 days after the resurrection, ascension of Jesus. Yeah, the third person of the Trinity came down to the church. So allow me to start my short sharing with you the story about a priest. There was a priest who convincing the little boy to go inside the church and not to worry about his bike will be stolen outside. So saying, the priest say, the Holy Spirit will watch over your bike. So once inside the church, the boy made the sign of the cross. And he said, in the name of the Father and of the Son, Amen. So the priest said, so it's incomplete. Where is the Holy Spirit? The boy said, he is outside, watching over my bike. Okay, brothers and sisters, so actually today is the birthday of our church as missionary church. Because during when the descent of the Holy Spirit, the apostles in the first reading, they went out courageously proclaiming the good news that Christ is risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that's the main core belief of the proclamation of those apostles, Peter, James, and John, of all the 12 apostles and disciples proclaiming the good news that Jesus is alive. So while Jesus ascended into heaven, we celebrated it last week, the ascension, the Holy Spirit is now the frontliner in our church. In our midst, the Holy Spirit working outside and inside each one of us, bringing us together, forming a community, journeying toward the kingdom of God. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. In the gospel, Jesus, peace be with you. The greeting of the Lord to his disciples and to all of us also today. The Holy Spirit is also called the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Advocate, who gives us peace and blessed assurance during this difficult time in the history of our lives. It is the Holy Spirit who would give us strength during these uncertain times, this pandemic, sisters and brothers. Let us call the Holy Spirit to give us that peace, so secure that we can go through life strong, full of hope, and full of joy. Sisters and brothers, let us ask ourselves, is the Holy Spirit with us, with you, or with me? Check the life you are living now. Have a self-examination and ask yourself, do you have the fruits of the Holy Spirit? What are the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Joy. Do you have joy? Do you have peace in your life? Do you have virtue of patience? Are you charitable? Are you kind? Goodness, forbearance, gentleness, faith, modesty, self-control, and chastity? Do you have these gifts of the fruits of the Spirit? Yes, sisters and brothers, by their fruits you shall know them. Are you an agent of the Holy Spirit? Do not let the pandemic, sisters and brothers, the COVID-19, control you. Do not allow sadness. Do not allow anxiety. Do not allow impatience, selfishness, meanness, hopelessness, pride, indulgence, and other negativities to imprison you. There's a beautiful song that we can find consolation every time when we feel low. There's a song, "Come Holy Spirit, I need you. Come Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with your strength and your power. Come in your own special way." I know you are familiar with that song. So Pentecost is the birthday of the church. May also the COVID-19 pandemic bring forth a rebirth in the church, in the clergy, in all, also the laity. May we all come out at this trial with a stronger sense of God, purified and refined. So sisters and brothers, today is the end of the month of May. So we usually dedicate month of May for the Blessed Virgin Mary. As we end the month of May, we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother Mary. She was there every step along the way in her son's journey. The Blessed Virgin Mary was there to regroup the broken disciples after her son's death. The Blessed Virgin Mary was there when the disciples experienced the descent of the Holy Spirit in the upper room. Yes, the Blessed Mother is with us always, our mother and our model. So brothers and sisters, let us pray that the Holy Spirit, together with the Blessed Mother Mary, will lead us out of the darkness of this pandemic that we are facing right now. And also right now of this riot, the violence here in our country, and fill us with a stronger sense of God and kindness. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Holy Spirit, and they shall be created, and they shall renew the face of the earth. Amen. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.